Dobrý den, vítejte u podcastu Další kroky. Od mikrofonu vás opět zpět po létě zdraví Jiří Benedikt. Než se podcast vrátí k běžným epizodám, mám tu pro vás ještě dva bonusy a první hned dneska. Je to rozhlasový rozhovor, kdy dva moderátoři mluví o mé práci, o mém blogu, o tom, jak já vnímám kreativitu a brainstorming. Není to tak, že by mě objevili na nějakém americkém rádiu a řešili moji práci, je to výstup umělé inteligence. Vytvořil jsem ho v nástroji Notebook LM, což je nový takový nástroj od Google, který umožňuje na jednom místě shromažďovat informace z různých zdrojů a pak se umělé inteligence ptát a nechat si vytvářet z nich další výstupy. Já jsem tam nahrál odkaz na svou webovou stránku a potom se zmáčkl jedno jediné tlačítko a to bylo vytvoř epizodu podcastu na téma obsahu na této stránce. A to jsem udělal a to je to, co právě za chviličku uslyšíte. Je to v angličtině, ale je to naprosto fascinující. Možná jediný detail je to, že AI moderátoři komolí moje křestní jméno, ale na to jsem docela zvyklý. No a než si to konečně pustíme, chtěl bych ještě poděkovat Tomášovi Baránkovi z Melvillu, který jako první publikoval tento tip na své komunitě lifehacky.cz. Takže díky Tomáši a pojďme pustit moji epizodu podcastu.
Okay, so get this. You know how everyone always says brainstorming is like the magic key to unlocking amazing ideas?
Right.
Well, get ready for a wild ride because this deep dive, this might just turn that whole idea on its head.
Hmm. Intriguing.
Yeah. You sent us some really cool stuff from Juzyu Benedict.
Okay.
He's a future skills trainer, and let me tell you, he is not afraid to challenge what we think we know about brainstorming.
Yeah, it's fascinating how brainstorming has become like this almost mythical practice.
It really has.
You know, people just assume that throwing more minds at a problem is automatically going to lead to these like brilliant solutions.
Yeah. Like two heads are better than one. So 10 heads, that's like a guaranteed genius explosion.
Exactly.
But Gigi's work here, this is suggesting that it might not be quite that simple. We're actually going to unpack some research that throws a bit of cold water on that whole group brainstorming equals instant brilliance idea.
Oh, this should be good.
And that's coming up right after the break. And we are back, diving deep into the world of brainstorming with all of its like surprising twists and turns.
Absolutely.
You ready for this?
Let's dismantle some brainstorming myths.
Okay, so you're telling me more people brainstorming doesn't automatically mean more good ideas.
That's right. Sometimes it can even be, well, a little bit of a bummer, actually.
Okay, yeah. Tell me more about that.
So research shows that when it comes to generating ideas, you might actually be better off going solo.
What?
Yeah. Susan Cain, you know, she wrote Quiet, The Power of Introverts. She highlighted studies, some going all the way back to the 1960s, that found people often come up with more ideas and better ideas when they brainstorm on their own.
Mm.
Apparently, groups can experience something called process loss.
Process loss. Okay, that sounds kind of ominous. What is that?
It's actually pretty straightforward. It just means that the dynamics of a group can actually make it harder for everyone to come up with their best ideas.
Interesting. So it's like instead of the group effort amplifying creativity, it kind of cancels it out.
Exactly. Think about it. In a group, you might hold back on sharing an unusual idea
because
you're worried about what other people are going to think. Or maybe one person dominates the conversation and other people don't get a chance to speak up. That's all process loss in action.
Wow. Yeah. I've definitely been in brainstorming sessions where it felt like we were all just waiting for that one really loud person to just stop talking so we could share our ideas. So does that mean all those brainstorming meetings are just a complete waste of time?
Not necessarily. Goldenberg and Wiley's research, this was in 2019, found that group brainstorming can be useful for certain types of problems, mm-hmm. particularly ones that call for what they called alternate uses. So like trying to come up with as many ways to use, I don't know, a brick as possible, that kind of thing.
You got it. Those open-ended, playful questions are where the energy of a group can really click. If you're looking for like a wild marketing campaign or a bunch of out-of-the-box ideas for a new product, group brainstorming might be your ticket. Okay, that makes sense. So if it's about brainstorming ways to improve an existing product, maybe solo brainstorming is the way to go.
Exactly. For those more focused, how to improve questions, individual brainstorming tends to yield more focused, higher quality ideas.
Got it. Okay, and speaking of finding better solutions, what about all the tech tools out there that promise to be like brainstorming game changers? Do those actually live up to the hype?
It's interesting you should mention that. There was a study back in 1993 by Dennis and Vlacic that looked at electronic brainstorming, and they actually found some evidence suggesting it could be more effective than traditional methods.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So robots are coming to steal our brainstorming thunder?
Well, not quite. It might be tempting to think technology holds all the answers, but Gigi Benedix actually makes a really important point in his article Uccini Bolli, which translates to learning hurts. He argues that technology alone isn't a magic bullet for better learning or better brainstorming for that matter.
So no easy shortcuts, even with the latest and greatest apps.
Right. True learning, and therefore better brainstorming, requires more than just fancy tech. Benedict emphasizes the importance of finding what works best for you.
Okay.
Some people thrive on reading books and articles. Others learn best through podcasts or discussions. It's about identifying your personal learning style.
So it's like finding your learning groove, just like you wouldn't use the same workout routine as a like professional athlete.
Yeah.
You shouldn't force yourself to brainstorm in a way that just doesn't feel natural. So how do we figure out our own brainstorming style? What works for us?
Well, in his article, Talotaski Vam Pomushu Lipmaisla, Benedict poses some thought-provoking questions that can help you in this process of self-discovery.
Ooh.
These questions are designed to just like get you thinking differently.
Give me an example. I'm always up for a good brain teaser.
Okay, here's one. If you had a heart attack and could only work 2 hours a day, what would you do?
Whoa. Okay. That is a powerful question. I can see how that would really shift your perspective. It makes you realize what's truly important. I know I'd be reassessing a few things. It reminds me of that saying, constraints breed creativity. Like sometimes having limitations can force you to be more resourceful and come up with solutions you might never have considered otherwise.
Precisely. And that segues perfectly into one of Benedict's really central themes, the power of asking why.
Mm-hmm.
He emphasizes it over and over again throughout his work.
Asking why. Okay.
Powerful.
It's so easy to just get caught up in like the what and the how that we totally forget to like dig deeper into the reasons.
Exactly. Asking why. It challenges our assumptions. It helps us uncover these hidden motivations.
Right.
And it can lead to way more innovative and impactful solutions.
It's like tapping into that childlike curiosity we all have, you know? Why is the sky blue? Why do we dream? And in this case, why are we even brainstorming in the first place? Sometimes those why questions, they lead to the most profound discoveries.
Absolutely. And on that note, I think we should leave our listener with a final why to ponder.
Okay.
Something to kind of spark their own deep dive into the world of brainstorming and learning.
Okay, hit us with it. What's the question we should all be asking ourselves this week?
Here it is. Why do you think brainstorming even matters? And how can you make it work best for you, regardless of what the research says or what the latest tech promises?
Boom. That is a question to chew on. So to our listeners out there, that's just a taste of what we've uncovered from Gigi Benedict's work.
It's a lot to think about.
It is. But this is really just the beginning. Now it's your turn to explore, experiment, and find your own brainstorming brilliance.
Exactly. Enjoy.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
We'll catch you next time.